At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, welcome back. Omar Ruiz, anchor and analyst for the NFL Network, joining us now at Omar D. Ruiz on Twitter. Omar, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fired up. I'm ready for this weekend. Happy about last weekend. And man, it's that time of year where every day looking forward to some great football.
Just great stuff. Let's start, though, with coaching searches. Where would you, since we're in the middle of it, that's what we think about. We don't think about playoffs here. We haven't thought about that in a while. So where do you rank the Texans' job? Arizona, Denver, Indianapolis, Carolina, and Houston all need head coaches. Where do you rank this job amongst the five?
I'd probably say, at this point, number two. I think Arizona might be the top job at this point, just because you have that quarterback that if you can get him right, I think you're a lot closer to success than maybe any of the others. But I think Houston, you know, I was one of those rare people a couple of years ago when Casario first got there and they made those, you know, 45 different transactions to reset the roster, that they were heading in the right direction. And obviously the last couple of years played out and, you know, we haven't seen the wins show up. But I still think the trajectory is good in Houston. You pair that with the 2 first-round draft picks and, you know, just, again, get the quarterback right. And they're not as far away, and like Sean Payton said the other day, in that division, you can make quick ground, make up quick ground pretty good in that division. So, yeah, you know, I'd say Houston's right there up there with Arizona.
Omar, when it comes to coaching searches, it's going to be interesting because I think that, you know, Ben Johnson said he's staying at Detroit, which is he doesn't have to go anywhere. I think the idea that young coaches have to jump in and take the first job offered, that's not necessarily the case if it's not a good job. But it will be interesting to see the balance of the hot young names, quote-unquote, versus guys like Frank Reich, Sean Payton, guys who have coaching experience, who have had some success. Those guys, a lot of times, typically aren't as exciting to fan bases, but they also have a history of understanding how to win. I'm kind of curious to see how some of these guys with experience, you know, where they end up this year.
Yeah, it's a good point, because I think the trend has been in the last several years to get the young, hot name. And I think if somebody like Sean Payton comes, I think that excites a fan base. But Frank Reich, you know, obviously, they again, gosh, every conversation goes back to the quarterback. They couldn't get the quarterback right in Indy. But, you know, given everything else around that team, they were in the playoffs, you know, regularly. Obviously not the last couple of years, but, you know, he did find some success despite that carousel at quarterback there. And I think Frank Reich would have success in his next job. You know, perhaps not excitable, but there's no guarantee that the young guys would have success either. But, you know, the coordinators, they make a lot of money nowadays. And with Ben Johnson and all that signs of success in the future, I don't blame him from setting up himself another year and become even more high profile in the coaching search for 2024. And we might see that, given the trends the last couple of years, you know, it just takes a couple coaching cycles to change those trends. We might be seeing that right now.
Omar Ruiz, anchor and analyst, NFL Network, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Does Mike McCarthy have to win again this week?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he needed a win last week, because I think the whole thing with the Jason Garrett era was, you know, they were pretty good for the most part, but never had a deep run. And obviously that's been well documented, you know, not having made a conference championship in 11 consecutive postseason appearances and all that. But I think he needed to win last week the way he won convincingly. I think, you know, kind of put to bed any sort of job speculation. I don't think he has to win. Now, given Jerry Jones' track record and how he is dying for a Super Bowl, I think if they get embarrassed, that might open up the door. But I think it's shut for now on his job status, the way he's been able to have back-to-back seasons. And going back to that Garrett conversation, not making deep playoff runs. They never really put 2 good seasons together back-to-back. And I think that was problematic as well. And the fact that they've had 2 years in a row, 12 wins, and the train seems to be going in the right direction in the foreseeable future, I think Mike is safe.
Yeah, you think so? And then, you know, McVay put everything to rest. I tell you, two things that aren't making a lot of sense to me, and one is college, but second year in a row that Jim Harbaugh has flirted with the NFL, which if you don't want to be at Michigan, don't be there. And then McVay, this has been the whole year that we've heard kind of Aaron Donald wasn't sure if he wanted to keep playing, and Matt Stafford, there was buzz about him. There's been a lot of buzz about Sean McVay. Like, I wonder if Sean McVay's burning out a little bit. What's going on over there with Sean McVay where he's got in his 30s, he's already talking, you know, there's already speculation about if he wants to continue to coach.
Well, I think that's exactly it. I think he does burn the candle at both ends, you know, that he has all that energy, but kind of, you know, hard to go 6 years in a row, you know, 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day with the stakes and the pressure that he had, you know, trying to make the Rams relevant in Los Angeles as, you know, he came in their second year here after, you know, they'd been bad for so long. And he finds that quick success, and Stafford kind of takes him over the top. But they're cruising right along the top of the NFL for several years now. Obviously lost the Super Bowl a few years ago with Jared Goff, and then they climbed the mountaintop. And now you look at, you know, the core of the team injured this year, the lack of draft picks, you know, early draft picks, first rounders for the foreseeable future. And you kind of look at where they are now and looking up at the mountaintop, how far they were, knowing how hard it was anyway when they were closer to the top, how hard it was to climb it. And I think that's sort of a daunting task to look at, but I think he reevaluated, figures, okay, this might be a fun challenge, something he hadn't done before, and try to go after it. But I think it will be a recurring theme, unless he changes his style, which I don't see him doing, and sort of delegates a lot more. But I think he is just too much involved with the way he operates as a head coach to kind of let that go. And I think we'll be kind of revisiting this, you know, will he or won't he, until he probably does eventually walk away and do TV. Now, whether that's for good, you know, obviously that would remain to be seen, but I think it's something we'll see regularly from this point forward.
Omar Ruiz, NFL Network, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good thing we got another quote from Aaron Rodgers, because we just don't get enough of those. he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild, and I really don't blame him, not at this point in his career, but is Green Bay in a rebuild right now?
Well, I would hope that if the rebuild started this year, that, you know, that was a good sign, and sort of, you know, that losing season, they've got it behind them, and now it's a matter of just building on top of that. But if they're still in the teardown mode, or maybe this was, you know, still the end of what they thought was the championship window, and now they're starting the rebuild, you know, then, yeah, I wouldn't blame him. But I think, you know, you would, you know, have to get the insight of Gutekunst to determine, okay, what this year was. And obviously we never get, you know, that clear answer, but it did seem, you know, with letting Devontae walk, that they did kind of start the rebuild. And if they can build on that, then I can see Aaron sticking around for that and let those young receivers develop now in year two. And obviously that defense, the draft pick they got last year from there, and then, of course, whatever they can get this year. But if they're still going to sort of, you know, maybe not pay as much money for free agents, and, you know, which they typically don't, but if that's going to remain the case, and they're hoping that those guys make the leap from year one to year two, and that's it, then I wouldn't blame Rodgers for wanting to walk away from that situation, certainly.
No, and what about, you know, I think two guys that are really intriguing to me in terms of their standing right now in their teams, Jordan Love and Trey Lance. Jordan Love drafted in 20, and Trey Lance drafted in 21. You know, Brock Purdy is going to make things challenging over there for Lance, because I think they're going to go with best quarterback on the team. So I think it's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition next year. And then, you know, with Jordan Love, how long do you, like, Green Bay is going to have to figure out their strategy of, do we draft another quarterback at some point, or are we going to give Jordan Love another contract and just, you know, play it by ear? I think those two, the future of those two guys is really intriguing to me.
Yeah, fascinating cases, because Jordan Love, in the small picture we saw this year, looked like he had shown dramatic improvement.
Yep.
From that start he had in Kansas City last year. You know, when Rodgers, you know, missed the game for COVID and Love stepped in, it was pretty rough. And then this year, when he played, you know, late in the game. I forget, you know, which game that was, but, you know, he was pretty impressive. And so if he gets sort of to the end of his contract, and, you know, we don't know if they're going to do the fifth-year option, and even if they do, and Rodgers is still around, and even though you've seen it in practice and you saw it for a small snapshot of his career, do you give him that other contract? That would be a fascinating case, and one I don't think we've ever seen before. And then the Trey Lance situation, I think you keep both him and Purdy, and even if Purdy becomes the starter, maybe you make Trey Lance kind of like a Taysom Hill mold, where you know they got him there for the dynamic play that he has with his legs. Maybe you do packages with both of them, knowing you have another quarterback on his rookie deal still on the contract. I mean, that would be an embarrassment of riches for San Francisco if Purdy ends up being the real deal and is as consistent as he's shown to be so far, and there's no reason to think a drop-off is coming anytime soon, as impressive as he's been. But there are a couple fascinating situations in those quarterback ones. And I almost want to see Jordan Love, kind of get to that end of the contract and see what they do for a player who has shown a lot of promise, someone they invested in, obviously, and what they do about that contract situation if he is not yet the full-time starter by the time they have to make that decision.
We got Omar Ruiz with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 NFL Network. We haven't seen a story like Brock Purdy since Brady in the sixth round. This is really, really fascinating, isn't it?
Unbelievable is what it is. I mean, you know, yesterday I was looking at a note where, you know, he's had the best sixth career start in the history of the game, except for Kurt Warner. You know, Kurt Warner, you know, by passer rating, had a better six-game start to his career, rookie or otherwise, playoffs or otherwise. And the fact that he's doing it with all the pressure that he has, you know, knowing that was a Super Bowl roster and all the hopes were basically on him and what he can do. And I think maybe the most impressive thing is, you know, yes, everything he's done on the field has been great, keeping plays alive, you know, hitting the guys in stride to allow them those yards after catch. But I think it's the fact that he doesn't let the mistakes compound themselves, which I think we've seen rookies, you know, so often. You know, one interception leads to a second, then they get tight and kind of stop playing. And Purdy hasn't shown that. You know, he's had, you know, the ability to bounce back and kind of remain confident despite, you know, any mistakes he's made, which he has made some, but just never lets affect the game. And obviously they have so many weapons, so much talent around him. I think he can kind of breathe easy, but I think that is who he is. And there's a lot of confidence there, not just for this season, this playoff run, but for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. I think the last one is the Lamar Jackson situation, and this one is a tricky one because I do get the sense that there are some people maybe around football and maybe around Baltimore who question if this is 100% something he can't play through or if this is something that is left over from contract. It's a delicate situation to talk about publicly, but privately, I think it is an interesting dilemma because if he's really hurt, he's really hurt. If he's not, then that raises questions. But more importantly, this has been a team who tried to reach out to him for contract purposes, and he wasn't responsive then when he wanted to get a fully guaranteed contract. The team wasn't responsive to that. Is there any chance that the Ravens consider contacting a team like the Miami Dolphins or like the Chicago Bears and say, you know what, for your draft pick, we will trade you Lamar Jackson for a boatload of picks. And for Chicago, obviously, that would mean the first pick of the draft and Justin Fields. I just think that Lamar Jackson being moved from Baltimore is a very interesting discussion because it completely changes the tone of this year's draft, potentially.
Oh, yeah. I think there's no question about that. And I think, yeah, the Lamar conversation is another fascinating one because, you know, he wants the guaranteed money and understandable. You know, former MVP, when he is right, you know, there are a few weapons in the NFL that are more unstoppable than Lamar Jackson. However, it is the stretch run, it is the playoffs, and he was not available. And when you talk about a franchise quarterback and giving all that guaranteed money, you know, the availability is the best ability and all that stuff that you've heard before, and he hasn't been there. And I think when you look at a player like, you know, Phillip Rivers, who had that torn ACL in the 2008 AFC Championship game and kind of plays through that, you kind of have that expectation that every franchise quarterback would do that. And fair or otherwise, you know, if you were to strap on the, you know, the brace and all that and play and just kind of sit in the pocket. Now, that's not Lamar's game. You know, you kind of got to have that threat to run. And if that's not there, then, you know, maybe he's a sitting duck, and that's not best for his future either. And I think that was his line of thinking. But as far as what they do with him, if he's all guaranteed and you don't know if you can rely on him, it's not the first time he's been banged up and missed games, you know, with his style of play, then, yeah, I totally see them moving on from Lamar and then just investing, you know, those resources into the rest of the team or a quarterback, like you mentioned, a Justin Fields on a rookie deal or in fact, drafting one if, you know, they go to another team like that. But I think that is real, that the divorce, you know, could happen. And another fascinating watch to see a team that might give up a former MVP without getting him a second contract.
That is Omar Ruiz, NFL Network, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Good conversation, and enjoy your playoff weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure to be with you.
That's it. Thanks, that's Omar. Omar Ruiz right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.